And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 19th of November. Today is World Anteater Day. Anteaters are toothless and, as their name suggests, insectivorous. Their diet consists primarily of ants and termites, which they capture by breaking apart insect nests with their clawed toes and then sticking their long tongues inside. These mammals live across Central and South America and inhabit tropical savannas and forests. They have long tails and muzzles and tend to shy away from human contact. There are four species of anteaters, each with their own distinctive characteristics, appearance, and habitats. They are the giant anteater, the southern tamandua, the northern tamandua, and the silky anteater. Anteater pups stay close to mom for the first 2 years of their lives and are often carried on their mother's back for protection. All anteater species play a crucial role in maintaining the balance of their ecosystems by controlling insect populations, particularly ants and termites. Anteaters eat, on average, 35,000 insects a day. They rely on an incredible sense of smell to find their food. Their specialized diet helps control pest populations, preventing overgrazing and potential damage to vegetation. By influencing insect distribution and abundance, anteaters directly contribute to the health and stability of their habitats. Additionally, anteaters' unique feeding behaviors help aerate the soil. As they dig to find insects, they promote nutrient cycling and enhance overall soil health. Their presence highlights the interconnectedness of species within an ecosystem and emphasizes the importance of biodiversity in maintaining ecological balance. November 19th is also International Men's Day. International Men's Day focuses on men's health, improving gender relations, highlighting male role models, and promoting positive expressions of masculinity. Men historically consume more meat than women, show fewer intentions to reduce meat consumption, and are underrepresented among vegans and vegetarians. Eating meat strongly aligns with normative masculinities, decisively affirming that real men eat meat and subordinating men who choose to be vegan. Positive masculinity embodies authenticity, self-growth, self-awareness, nurturing tendencies, and questioning of cultural definitions of masculinity. Positive masculinity helps men see the value in expressing their emotions, being sensitive to others, and becoming better versions of themselves. In rejecting traditionally masculine sentiments that real men eat meat, men who embrace positive masculinity may be more willing to empathize with non-human animals, express concern for the environment, and deviate from gendered scripts about eating behavior. Stereotypical expectations of men, such as being strong, courageous, and protective, can be viewed through a vegan lens. It takes courage to stand up not only to the slaughtering of animals, but also the peer pressure to eat meat. Many men also pride themselves on being protectors, especially protectors of their family and home. Since veganism means abstaining from the exploitation and consumption of animals, vegans participate in the protection of countless vulnerable species and the environment. Researchers at the University of Bath propose the following strategies to make plant-based eating more appealing to men. Number one, prioritize taste. Since skepticism about flavor remains a major barrier amongst men, campaigns should offer taste tests, highlight flavor in advertising, and invest in making plant-based products more appealing. Number two, focus on health and nutrition. Education on the health benefits of plant-based diets, especially around protein, fitness, and longevity, can help counter myths and align with self-oriented male motivations. And number three, use implicit messaging. Instead of overtly marketing plant-based foods as manly, link them subtly to values like performance, strength, and adventure. And here's a poem for today, Evolution by John Bannister Tabb. Out of the dusk, a shadow, then a spark. Out of the cloud, a silence, then a lark. Out of the heart, a rapture, then a pain. Out of the dead, cold ashes, life again. Evolution by John Bannister Tabb. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that veganism is a necessary evolution.